But you darn sure gotta be able to represent that T on your helmet.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
And welcome to The Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Today is Friday, May 22nd, just a couple minutes past 10 AM. We are here in studio, ready for a great, great day, guys. I'm pumped. To my left is Brandon Orrick, to my right is Charlie Collier, and of course, Chance Collins in the house as well. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good, Rick.
Fantastic.
It's Friday already.
It is.
You know, Rick, I kind of miss being the one and only, but I'm still doing pretty good.
Hey, I'll be sure to throw that back in the rotation next week, then. Don't worry. Chancellor, how are you doing today?
You lost those privileges this week, Charlie. But I'm feeling good, feeling great, Rick.
All right, good to hear. Hey, let me ask you guys this. Has this week gone by fast or slow for y'all?
I mean, I feel like it's gone by pretty quick.
It's gone by pretty fast, I feel like. I mean, because, you know, I had my birthday last weekend, and then we're going into the three-day weekend now. So I feel like it's gone really fast.
Yeah, I feel
dragging
like,
by for you, Rick?
I feel like it's been lightning fast.
No, not at all. That's kind of the crazy thing is I just feel like last Sunday or even last Friday were, you know, just within a day. The day has absolutely flown – or the week, excuse me, has absolutely flown by, and now here's the weekend. I'm excited for it. Guys, we have a bunch of stuff to get into today, starting with some big news that's really going to happen sometime in the next couple hours, I would have to imagine. And that has a lot to do with following up from the NCAA conversation we were having yesterday, right? We talked about how the NCAA had gone ahead and approved voluntary workouts for these college campuses that choose to do so, right? In an effort to bring back the football, men's and women's basketball players, right? Obviously, that was a big deal for getting college football back on the field this fall. And I think really just one of the biggest things about that was just giving us a little bit of concrete evidence, right, that something's happening. I mean, how often do we get that in regards to these stories anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it's – well, I feel like it's starting to become more and more that you're starting to get actual news and an actual date possibly of sports starting to return. I saw obviously the college sports that date. Also, I saw, and we'll get into it a little bit later, but the NBA, there's some rumors circulating around about the NBA start date.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen those either, so I'm excited for you to bring those to the table in a little while. But that's a little bit where we will start our show off for today. So again, yesterday the NCAA does make that decision. Today we can expect big news again in kind of figuring out what the future of Tennessee football and really SEC football is going to look like. So here's what we know. There it is. SEC administrators are expected to meet virtually with health officials on Thursday before the league presidents vote on return measures on Friday. So, SEC administrators, the presidents, the executives, anybody else who needed to be there, they all met yesterday with health officials, right? The NCAA obviously approves it, so you're going to start getting these steps going as quickly as possible. So, they met with the health officials yesterday, and then today, the league presidents are going to meet to vote on the return measures for their programs. So it's either going to be one of two things that they're voting on, June 1st or June 15th? We should know that answer by the end of today, I would have to imagine.
All right, so either a little over a week or 3 weeks.
Yeah, basically.
So, I don't know. And I kind of lean toward June 1st.
You know, I do too. I do too. But I also think that when you're talking about that part of the equation, you kind of just think about the story that really we've been talking about over the last couple of days with Phil Fulmer. Right? The report was that there was 14 athletic directors, one from each school in the SEC. 13 of them were ready to start on June 1st. And one of them, Phil Fulmer, was not. He was the one who was, you know, maybe a little bit more skeptical or a little bit more hesitant, and he was the one who was proposing, hey, what about 2 weeks later on June 15th? My only question here to this story is, and really just kind of trying to figure out what this vote is going to be coming up later today, is I wonder how definitive everything was. Like, I wonder if it really was just 13 SEC athletic directors saying, yep, June 1st, we're good with it. Or maybe if there was a little bit more hesitation, Philip Fulmer was kind of just the one that was speculated out. I don't know if we'll ever know that, but I do think that our answer today will probably shape that a little bit. I mean, obviously, if they do push back to June 15th, I can't imagine that, you know, one out of the 14 said no, unless you need a full majority, you know, voting, which I can't, again, I don't know how any of that's going on as well. Do you think you can do that? Do you think you can do majority voting in a situation like this?
I think that they would. I don't think it would have to be unanimous, although it would look better if it was
I should have said the word unanimous.
If it was unanimous, I could see it. I could see it being if it really was 13-1. I mean, because I don't. Can you really have one school hold all the rest back?
Can you really force schools to open up earlier than they want to?
No.
What's the House of Representatives do? Like, isn't it 3/4 majority or something when passing certain bills? I can see them doing like a 3/4 majority.
Yeah, I can see that as well, but I do kind of find it interesting. Can you force one school? What if hypothetically, what if Tennessee's that one school who says, you know what, we can't do it on June 1st, 13 other schools can, and that passes, right? Whether it's by 50% majority, whether it's by 75%, 80%, 90%, whatever it is, can you force that one school to open back up early? Or is this more of a situation where they would say, you know what, all right, teams have from June 1st to June 15th to open things back up. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. If you want to open up June 1st, be our guest. If you want to wait until the 7th or the 10th or the 13th, that's totally fine too.
Maybe it's like a jury where...
Oh, by the way, I just got off jury duty. Shout out to me.
You got off jury duty?
I did. I was dismissed out of no... Am I allowed to be saying this on the radio?
I don't know.
All right, I feel like maybe no.
I think you definitely can.
Chance, am I allowed to be talking about my jury duty on the radio?
I mean, I don't see why you can't.
If I just like got dismissed.
Trial, yeah, you're good.
Okay, yeah, I just got dismissed. I got it from my hometown. Got a letter. It said, you know, reply to this in 10 days.
What if you don't?
I think I forgot about it for about 8 or 9 days. I'm not really sure.
What if you just don't reply in those?
That's
10
a great
days?
Question. I think they'll put a warrant out for arrest.
No,
that's what my dad said. My dad said you have to go online and do this, or else they will have a warrant for your arrest.
I mean,
if you don't,
maybe he was scaring me. I don't know.
Technically, they could have a warrant for contempt because you didn't answer the jury duty. Huh? But generally, they don't go after people.
Yeah,
because you could have moved and you could not have gotten the letter.
Yeah,
or you could have went out of town because of a family emergency or something like that. And I'm here to say because I missed one when I was still in college. But I mean, my excuse was I had class, but I didn't even answer it, and then I had to call down there, and I just had to say, well, I had class that day, and they said, okay. Like, it's not necessarily that they're going to come after you.
Maybe I played it up as a way bigger deal in my head, though, but anyway, sorry. That was
I would love
tangent.
To get jury duty.
Why?
Oh, man.
Nobody likes it, Charlie.
I just think it sounds really fun.
I don't think it would be at all.
It's not fun.
I think you are one of the few people that holds that opinion, that jury duty would be
like,
fun.
I don't know. I would hope I would get like an interesting case and it wouldn't take too long, but...
If it's an interesting case, it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to be stuck there for a long time.
Do you know what you can't do in those couple weeks?
Anything.
You can't have contact with anybody. You can't watch news.
You're not allowed to do anything that would influence your opinion whatsoever. So imagine quarantine. Imagine quarantine. Way worse. Way worse.
You know where else they feed you, Charlie? Jail.
Maybe even to the Tigers.
Who knows? Who knows?
Good point by Brandon. Yeah, Charlie, I don't know many people that are like, man, I got this jury duty. I'm so excited about it.
So pumped about the jury duty.
Oh, I can't wait. Got my nice suit on.
But you got it. What was your excuse that you got off?
The thing is, I didn't necessarily have one. I logged into the portal website, right? And I really thought I had been past 10 days. Like, and I still do believe that in my heart of hearts. When logged onto the website, it said you have been dismissed from your case. And I said, great, okay, here we go. So, I don't know, a little bit of fun. So either way, that's a little bit of our lead headlines today. Looking at what the SEC is going to do later today, again, all those presidents will be voting to see when college football and when these voluntary athletes will be allowed back on campus. So we will continue talking about that throughout the day, though, because I don't want to drop that conversation just yet. I think that's interesting, kind of looking at all the different possibilities that could happen. Hey, let's do this. We got Josh on the phone line right now. Let's catch a quick break, come back on their side, and then start with Josh just so we can get plenty of time to talk to him. He will take our whole second segment. Don't go anywhere. We got great stuff coming up. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. All right, back here on The Blitz, 865-546-8200. We got a couple of lines that are full right now. So, guys, let's cut the talk and go right over to it. First call today will be from Josh. Good morning, Josh. Hey, welcome into the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, Rick, Art, Charlie, Chance, how you guys?
What's up, Josh?
Doing good, Josh.
What's up, Josh?
Hey, man, I'm kind of still hesitant about this sports deal even jumping off. Seems like every time you start hearing positive stuff, you hear three people giving excuses why we can't do it.
Yeah.
At some point, doesn't somebody just have to say, hell, let it rip? You know, if we're going to play, somebody has to pull the trigger. Well, I mean, there's going to be unknowns.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to let it rip.
Yeah, man. And I'll tell you what, I think that yesterday and today, at least to me, those are my base examples of those moments when they do pull the trigger and they do let it rip because, I mean, essentially – you can make all the excuses and you can have as many people in the world be against, you know, bringing college football back. But the NCAA Division I board of executives or their council of executives or whoever it was, they said yes yesterday. So now it's just a matter. So to me, you know, and Brandon and I were talking about that a second ago. To us, that felt like our first definitive, you know, locked in, can't really be changed, can't be changed because of people upset on the internet or something like that. That is locked in. The NCAA has voted on it. It has passed. The SEC is going to vote on it later today. And once the SEC vote passes, I mean, those are our first true concrete steps that I think are unreversible, at least for the time being.
But still, the ultimate decision
is
with each school president and each school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and Josh,
go ahead, Brandon. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm not sure what college football will look like this fall, but I do think we'll have it. I'm not sure if it will be just the SEC or just a few conferences. I don't know if I expect the Pac-12 to play or not, but and I don't know how that ripples across the rest of college football. But I do think that the SEC will play.
I think they're all going to play. I mean, not even the Pac-12. I know we were talking about that before, but you have to think about what the states are doing right now. New York's starting to open everything back up. Governor Newsom in California is opening everything back up. Like, it's it's going to be it seems like it's going to be a slow process, but like we haven't even gotten to the point where I think we have to panic yet. Like at first it seemed like, man, we may not get any sports because of everything was happening, how the trends were going, but everything's flattened across the globe. I mean, we have flattened the curve for the most part. I think you have to pay attention to what the states are doing, but at the same time, it's going to happen. And we saw reports yesterday, ESPN put out a report, and that's what I've been talking about. I know we all have. It's too much money not to play. We're talking about college football losing maybe $4 billion in revenue if they didn't have a football season this year. So I think that it seems slow because of what we're going through in our daily lives with all this phase stuff. But, I mean, even me and Charlie had that, or we were talking about a bet. I think that he might be right. They might just start on time. Like, it seems slower because of everything we've dealt with as a country during the quarantine. But I'm not very surprised that they're making sure they're checking all the boxes first, if that makes sense, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just me, and I'm, you know, it, like you say, it seems slow, really slow. And baseball, I don't think we're going to see baseball at all. Maybe that's what's got me negative toward college football. I don't know. But Josh, hey, if Philly calls, will y'all do me a favor and ask him about a kid named
he's on hold right now, Josh, so he can hear you.
Huntley, I think it's Brandon Huntley Hawkins or something. Anyway, he's like a top five kid playing for Bobby Mays. And they're talking about him reclassifying to this next, not the class coming in, but the next one. I don't know. Barnes has went full Nick Nolte and blue chips. I don't know. I mean, every time I turn around, there's another top
this
five
is the
kid
way.
Coming up. Josh, he's you're right, class of 2022.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield?
Yeah.
At
IMG.
I Googled his name, and the first two stories that came up were about Kentucky, so that's not cool.
Well, he's playing with B. May, so, I mean, that kind of gives you a little inside track, and he's living in Knoxville right now is what the chat boards are saying. I think I read last night.
Hey, so. Rick. What's it only up? Gets worse. Yeah, I hit the more news icon and kept scrolling, and it's just more Kentucky stories.
Well, apparently his top four of his top five schools, Kentucky, Tennessee, Memphis, and Auburn. So
so we're either going to love this kid or just be
this is going to be a Blackshear Jr. situation. Blackshear Jr. is either going to be our savior or public enemy number one.
There won't be no brown bags full of cash in that. LO's four teams, I don't believe.
No,
what do you think about
just need to
baseball,
throw LSU in the mix.
Chance, do you think I'm going to see baseball at all?
Chance
here. Brandon?
I think we'll have it.
Houston.
I think we'll have it.
Problem.
I don't know when. I'll go ahead and throw this out there. Spencer Dinwiddie of the Nets in the NBA. I don't know why he was the one that kind of put this out there.
The same guy auctioning off the rights to his free agency decision?
Well, he put out there that he had heard of mid-July as a start date for the NBA.
For the NBA. I thought you were still going to talk about the MLB.
No, that's for the NBA, Josh. So I would imagine, I mean, I know baseball's, they've got the whole contract,
the lockout
deal, or they got that whole thing going on. I do think they'll play though, Josh. I really do, because just think of how bad of a look that is for baseball when you've got all these people dying for sports and you're fighting over
they should be on the field right now.
Yeah,
my prediction is that they will be in spring training within 2 weeks from today.
Oh,
there you go, Charlie.
I will watch
I'll get out here and let Philly get in. Hey, you boys take care. See you.
I appreciate the call, Josh. Have a good weekend.
865-546-8200. We'll move right next over. Get a call from Phil. Good morning, Phil. Welcome in today. How you doing?
Good morning, Fabulous.
How are you doing?
Well,
Josh trying to get me on there for quick. That's pretty cool.
Hey, he.
I don't want to steal Josh's thunder. You know, Josh, good caller.
It was. It was talking about some good things there. And I'll tell you what, man. And this is just my 1 30-second thing, real quick. I'm so with Josh, and I think that Josh is really with us. Like, I think that, you know, the four of us, especially on this show, like, we are just so bogged down and weighed down by just reports. NBA is considering this place. MLB is considering this. The NCAA is considering this. And those reports have just gotten so, so heavy, and it feels like walking through molasses. And I think that we're finally taking steps out of that season, if that makes sense.
It's kind of like a bird being let out of a cage, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. You got to crawl before you can walk. And for us, the crawling was, you know, 100% unknown. Now we're starting to walk, and it's now, you know, the unknowns are starting to go away. You start to know more about what's going on.
It's been like you're in a bunker mentality and you want to get out of that bunker. It's we need to get out and live our life because, I mean, all honesty, this has never happened before, and this thing's not going to last forever.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm with you.
I seen Josh talking about the Brandon Hatfield Hunley. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I saw the things on the internet about it, and you know, B's Maze Elite, and he's a 2022 class, but he may reclassify to 2021, which would be this year.
But it would be next signing class, right? So
it would be this signing class coming up,
right?
If he reclassifies,
not the Keon Johnson,
which it's not the Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer class, but the next.
No, it's the Kennedy Chandler's.
Kennedy Chandler and that Paolo Banchero or whatever his name is.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a phenomenal player. I don't know if y'all remember Isaiah Vickery played at Tennessee. This guy's very similar athletically, but he can shoot threes better.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I remember Isaiah Victor, Phil. I don't know about these young guys, but that's a good comparison. That's a good.
Well, that's you're from that area, correct, Chance? The Clarksville, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. There's a lot of basketball players in the area.
A lot of basketball. A lot of good basketball back in the day then.
Isn't Sean Marion from there?
He is from Clarksville. Mm-hmm.
Trenton Hassel.
Marcus Maben was
Marcus Maben. Yeah,
he played for Louisville till he had a really bad motorcycle accident.
He signed with Tennessee out of high school, but he couldn't get in, and then he went to Louisville.
Yeah, he was a scorer.
He was a shooting guard, and what about it?
Oh yeah,
but it'd be interesting to see what happens to. Well, you got Kentucky involved, and I don't know where he's going to go to high school. He was an IMG last year, so that's all up there, I'd say. But
not that he's going to make a decision, I guess, this early, but, like, all these virtual meetings that teams have to hold right now, because that's what Kentucky's doing with him.
And he's also –
that kind of hurts the recruiting, not being able to get in the face of somebody and get them here for that official visit.
He's also the cousin of Alex Poitras.
Oh,
great. Oh.
931. That's another Clarksville kid.
All right, well, we're going to need to go drop a bag on him. Pull out some extra money. Hit up the boosters. Whatever you got to do.
Unload your
drop
piggy
the bag. Give him a backpack with 500K in it and call it a day.
Shake the coins out. Bum, 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 bum.
Well,
everything
he'd be worth for a penny, but I'll say that.
Hey, Alex Poitras, one of my best friend back home, he coached Alex Poitras in high school.
So you know, he wasn't he the one that got hurt at Kentucky and he came back.
He would have went out 1 year to the draft and he got hurt and came back, and now he's in the league. I think he plays for the Hawks now. He was in the G League, but I think he did make the Hawks roster.
Well, I don't know. We're swimming in the waters. Hopefully, we can get some of these players. I don't know what. Tennessee needs a couple big guys more than anything. This next recruiting cycle.
Oh, so Poitras plays for Galatasaray SK in the Turkish Super League of basketball, who conveniently are my favorite soccer team as well.
The Turkish Super League?
The what?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
Is the NBA the American Super League?
Well, no, I mean, the Turkish Super League, I know, is the soccer league in Turkey, and they have the same teams, like Galatasaray, SK. Like, there's basketball and there's soccer, because I'm a
You're
fan of their
You're speaking too many
team.
Words. We don't know. Those were a lot of big words.
Up,
the only thing Turkish I know is the Turkish blend Camel cigarettes.
And the airlines. For Turkish Airlines, right? A lot of commercials for it.
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
You ever seen a Turkish woman? They don't look too bad. You know what I mean?
My interest yep. peaked.
Guys, I'll close this. Do you think that we're going to have football right on time like y'all been talking? Or I'm starting to think we will.
I'm starting to think we will, too.
Any fans,
yeah, I think we are on board with football starting on time. It's just whether or not you'll have fans. And
I don't think we're going to have fans.
I don't think you'll start with fans. You may end with fans.
Yeah.
You might, like, around bowl games and, like, mid-season or, you know, when you get down to the championship games, stuff like that. But if they do have fans, it's not going to be the full capacity. We're not going to see 100,000 at Elon this year.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee our football season starts within 3 weeks of when it's supposed to, if not on time.
Yeah. I'm totally with you there. And that's – and it's
– a lot of guarantees today, Charlie.
Have I?
Yeah, Charlie's making all kinds of promises today, isn't he?
Did I guarantee anything else?
Yeah, you guaranteed.
You guaranteed baseball 2 weeks
no,
from today.
No, I predicted
today.
It. That was a different one. I predicted that, but I'm guaranteeing this.
Okay.
Well, Charlie, I like to see baseball, too.
Yeah. It just – baseball stinks, right? Because it's like – if you look at baseball and the NBA, one of them is like – If the NBA, if there was a lot of trouble with it, they could just say, you know what, we played a lot of the season already. Like, we can't figure out how to just get, you know, the last few weeks of the regular season, then the playoffs back. But for baseball, like, they have, the season didn't get stopped, or it didn't get anything, you know, it didn't get halted or anything like that. It just got delayed, which to me is why there is every reason that MLB eventually will come back, because they need some part of their season, like, in its totality.
Are the Cowboys going to give that Cremille quarterback all that money?
Oh, man.
Well, he's awful. I just let him walk.
Hey, there are crazy stories that are going on in Dallas right there. But let me tell you guys this, and this is something that I did want to talk about today. There is no evidence of Dak Prescott declining the deal that would make him the highest paid quarterback ever. There is none of that. That was an exaggeration from the story that got reported on yesterday. So that is something I want to do. I want to clear up the facts on that story today. And I mean, I'm not thrilled about it, let me tell you that, but it is weird.
Well, I know I'm about 4 o'clock. I'm going to pop a top and then call Bear Bryant. See?
Around 4 o'clock today, I might take a nap. But, hey, we'll see. 865-546-8200. We got open phone lines right now. Go ahead and give us a call. Got to catch a quick break. Be back on the other side. This is The Blitz. Should I really even start? I got that I'm... All right, back here on The Blitz, 10:38 a.m. And guys, we were close to having big news yesterday. And I want to say close for a very important reason here. One way or another, this should have been humongous news. Either a quarterback was offered the highest paid contract of all time in the NFL and either took it, or a player just turned down the highest paid contract in NFL history for the quarterback position. But let me tell you guys this. There's a reason why that wasn't big news yesterday, because frankly, it's not true. It's not true. A lot of reports came out yesterday from Chris Sims, and here's the exact tweet right here. Dak Prescott turned down a 5-year, $175 million contract offer from the Dallas Cowboys, according to Chris Sims. It would have made him the highest paid quarterback in history. Prescott instead is seeking, quote, north of $45 million, end quote, in the final season of his new deal, reportedly. But everything that we know about that story right there is a complete lie. There was never a 5-year deal with $175 million on the table in front of Dak Prescott with the $45 million in the last year, all that kind of stuff. And Dak Prescott threw his hands on the table, looked up, and said, no. Didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Were you there?
No.
How do you know it didn't happen?
I was not there. I hadn't seen any other reports about it being false, but like, why, that doesn't make sense. If he wants to be the highest paid, why would he turn down the highest paid? And that would be the Cowboys, you know, showing him a lot of loyalty too.
It would be about guaranteed money and also wanting more if that story ended up being true. Chris Sims reported it as true, and then ESPN has disputed it.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport is disputing it. He says, according to the team side and Dak Prescott's agent, the report from Chris Sims is definitely not true. The two sides have never discussed scenarios or anything like that, which tells me that that offer was never even on the table in the first place, that that offer was just a rumor. But here's the weird thing when it's come to Dak is for the last couple months, right around the franchise tag, everything was about the guaranteed money. And that's all we knew about, guaranteed money, guaranteed money. But now you have this interesting thing about the fifth year. And here's the way that I'm seeing all of this is that Dak Prescott wants a deal that is 4 years because he wants to go back onto the market for that fifth year and hopefully get another just lucrative contract. Right? That's what he wants to do. But the Cowboys want to keep him for that fifth year. So what Dak Prescott is saying is, okay, well, fine. If you are going to have me for that fifth year, then I want it to be north of $45 million because in 5 years, that's where the quarterback market's going to be. That's where the franchise tag number is going to be. We got guys like Lamar Jackson in the league right now. We got guys like Patrick Mahomes in the league right now. These two dudes alone are going to increase the quarterback market by a good amount over the next 5 years. So if you're Dak Prescott, you want to say, okay, well, I could take this $35 million a year and be the highest paid quarterback in NFL history right now. But in 5 years, I don't want to drop down to the seventh highest paid quarterback. I don't want to drop down to the sixth or the eighth or whatever it is. He's saying, if you're going to have me on this 5 year deal because I want four, then you better, you sure as hell better make that last year worth it. And I better still be at the top. But in terms of this 5 year, $175 million contract on the table, and Dak Prescott, you know, Dak Prescott declining it, it's not true. It's a myth. It's a myth and it has been debunked.
Well, I've got breaking news, Rick.
Big. Okay.
Charlie, can you cue my music? Hey, not the breaking news music. Yeah, you know the music I want.
Oh, yeah. Let me try to remember what page I put it on.
Oh, come on, Charlie. Breaking news, Jerry Sloan dead at the age of 78.
Oh, no. What?
How? A couple days after his big performance.
The Last Dance killed Jerry Sloan.
Michael Jordan killed Jerry Sloan.
This is a shame and a travesty.
It is. He had that phenomenal quote in one of those games where he was in the press conference room afterwards. And they said, Coach, you scored about 56 points. He said, is that really what it was? Because I didn't know.
Legendary Utah Jazz coach dies due to complications of Parkinson's disease and dementia.
Oh.
Yeah, R.I.P. Jerry Sloan.
R.I.P.
Wow. Always liked Jerry Sloan. He's a solid coach. 23 years with the Jazz, man.
It's a long time.
Yeah, he's just one of those coaches that, like, you know, kind of like...
He coached them up until pretty recently, didn't he? I feel like I remember him coaching the Jazz.
It was until 2010.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Former NBA commissioner, again, another rest in peace, David Stern, called Sloan, quote, one of the greatest and most respected coaches in NBA history. Sloan had a career regular season win-loss record of 1,223 to 803, placing him third all-time in NBA wins at the time he retired. I don't know if that's changed since.
There are only four coaches in NBA history to have 10 straight winning seasons with one team. Greg Popovich, 22 winning seasons. Jackson, Phil Jackson, 11. Red Auerbach, 11. And then Jerry Sloan with 10 straight winning seasons.
Wow. It says here, after Tom Kelly stepped down as manager of the Minnesota Twins in the NMLB in 2001, Sloan became the longest tenured head coach in American Major League Sports with their current franchise.
Yeah, he also became the first coach to ever win 1,000 games with one franchise in the NBA. He was the first coach to do it.
Hey, Brandon.
Hmm?
You want to know what city he was born in? In Illinois?
Bird in hand.
He was born in Gobbler's Knob.
Illinois. Gobbler's Knob?
Gobbler's Knob.
I don't think you can say that, Rick.
That is a city.
That sounds provocative.
It's a city. It's a real city that he's from.
Hmm.
It is about 15 miles south of McLeansboro, Illinois.
Never heard of it.
Unless Wikipedia is, you know, giving me the okie doke.
That could be.
Look,
I trust Wikipedia, though.
I do, too. I've always been a trustworthy person.
My Wikipedia just says he's from McLeansboro.
Well, this says it's about this this little city is about 15 miles south. So
yeah, but if you open the Wikipedia and go to his early life, it does say born and raised in Gobbler's Knob, 15 miles south.
Yeah,
Gobbler's Knob.
We might have to do some investigation on that city. I'd really like to know what the history of it is. Oh, it's the home. To the Groundhog Day groundhog.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not the home of Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes, it is.
It's Punxsutawney? I thought it was Punctuary.
Brandon, right here. Right? Home to Punxsutawney Phil.
What?
There it is.
No.
You learn something new every day, my friend.
They do it in, like, Pennsylvania or something?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wait, so
I thought it was in Pennsylvania.
I thought it was, too.
Are there multiple cities with this name?
Gobbler's Knob?
There's an Illinois and a Washington and an Arkansas.
Well, we need Illinois.
What is the name origin here? Is there a famous settler named Sir Gobbler's Knob that we didn't know about that just named all these different cities?
So I feel like...
That's such a good question. I don't know.
How did more than one state come up with this idea?
Gobbler's Knob is in Pennsylvania.
But there, I think and there's Illinois, one in Illinois Arkansas, as well.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
But he's not from the one that is
That's,
from
the
for the groundhog.
From, yeah.
Right.
Huh.
Hmm.
That would have been a cooler one.
So which Gobbler's Knob?
Who would have been more famous from that city? The groundhog or Jerry Sloan?
More people know the groundhog.
I mean, probably. I mean, not everybody's a sports fan.
But also, like, that also just proves how high on the list the groundhog is. Like, maybe we just never gave it enough credit as being one of the most iconic figures in American pop culture.
What does that groundhog do the other 364 days? Is he well taken care of, you think? Like,
I'm sure
is
he's
he on
the
display somewhere.
I'm sure he's the most well taken care of groundhog you could ever think of.
Sure, it's not just like a zoo environment where they have like a plot of land. I'm sure it is very, very nice. So, what do I like to say on this show? You learn something new every day. Hopefully, maybe that was your instance for today. Unless you already knew about that, then I'm interested. Why? I don't know.
R.I.P. Jerry Sloan.
Have you guys ever heard of the shopping cart test theory?
No.
It is the one definitive way to prove if you're a good or bad person. Yeah. Let's figure it out next, right here on The Blitz. And if I had the choice, and she likes my boots with these blue jeans, and she likes popping buttons on my purse, man, and she likes my cowboy hat, but she loves me for my twang. I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
You're about to get
a tongue lashing
from Nate.
Regardless of whatever happens in this next segment, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm a bad person because I've left the boss just on hold for the last hour, basically.
How could you do such things?
God, I don't know. Now I'm freaking out. Anyways, we're about to figure out the rest of you, at least. We already know mine. The rest of you are morally and naturally good or bad people, right? Now, we all know that anybody can change their change their point of view depending on the people they're with, right? If you're obviously with certain people, you're going to be maybe a little bit nicer. If you're with maybe your friends from back home, maybe you're going to be a little more rowdy and rambunctious. But here's the real test, and it's called the shopping cart theory test. Say you go to your local store and you get groceries or whatever. I would say most people do this as a alone activity, right? So you got all your stuff in the shopping cart. You bring it back to your car. You can probably see where I'm going with this.
I put it in the proper location.
That's the question, right? Because here's the thing about it is with the shopping cart, you are only by yourself. So there's no other outside factors. You're not trying to impress anybody. You're not trying to, you know, someone's rushing you in the car. You are just simply by yourself. So it is a 100% moral decision for you. Are you going to leave the shopping cart or are you going to put it back? Now, if you leave it, no one's going to ever know it was you for the rest of time, and it's never going to come back to bite you in the butt, right? But if you put it away, again, only you know it. You're not going to get any kind of praise. You're not going to get any kind of credit. You're not going to get a standing ovation when you get back to your car by the other shoppers in the parking lot. So let me ask this to you. Are you a shopping cart returning man?
Yes, I am. I can say without hesitation, yes.
Okay. Charlie?
Of course. I mean, I'll go return other ones that have been left there.
No.
I thought this was going to be
No.
I thought this was going to be a lot harder to be a good person than you're making.
The only time I return others
yeah.
is if there's one in like an empty space that I could just move and then take the space.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's just sitting out, like, I'll grab it too.
But I mean, sure. If I already got my space, then I'm not moving it.
I feel like I feel like 99% of the time I will go out of my way to put it back.
What maybe, about the other 1%?
Like, maybe there's like one time where maybe I do just leave it in the parking lot, and I'm not proud of that, and I can't think of a recent example. That's why I said 99%. I have to be truthful here. I can't say that every single time in my whole entire life I've always put the shopping cart back.
I'm shocked.
But at least in my later years, my more mature years, if you will, I feel like I've always put the shopping cart back in the stall.
You got to put it back. You got to. It's like you say, you may not get a trophy, but you know who you will get praise from? The people who work at the grocery store.
God.
Anybody ever worked at a grocery store? Anybody ever been a bagger?
Uh-uh.
It was one of my first jobs. The baggers that have to go out there and pull those carts back. Now, when I was a bagger, we didn't even have the fancy like automatic thing that like you see at the Walmart or anything that like keeps them all together. You just had to go out there and get them. And it would be the most frustrating thing when they would be all over the parking lot. And it's the bagger's job to go out there and get them all.
So here's real quick. I just want to read a couple of tweets from the – or a couple of quotes from the person who made this theory. Here's what they say. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal, an absolute savage who can only make who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with a law and with the force that stands behind it. Then somebody else said, since posting this idea on Twitter, it has attracted more than 204,000 tweets, 683,000 likes, and an abundance of comments. Somebody said, I'm the cart guy at the grocery store, and I can confirm that I do look down at you when I see you abandon the carts. Please, for the love of everything in this world and all that is right, return your cart. So that's it. That right there is the shopping cart theory test. Well, none of us may be the perennial, leave it in the parking lot or in the parking space next to you. Those people are out there. And I want you to know that if you're listening to this, and if you're one of those people out there, you are a morally, morally, morally corrupt person. Would you agree?
I mean, I feel like there are worse things that you could
sure,
do.
Sure.
There are definitely worse things you could
fair.
Do.
Fair.
I think it's just an indicator that you're capable of those worse things.
Yeah.
Mm, fair enough.
I would like to know somebody, though. I would like to know somebody that that's just like, you know what? Be totally honest here. I never do it. I want to know. I want to know why.
I mean, there's got to be at least one at this station.
The bear.
Cody.
There could be a couple at this station. Hey, we got hour number two of the Blitz coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.